We have an obesity epidemic in the United States. I'm sure you've heard that before. It's getting worse. I'm sure you've heard that too. And still, the average American doesn't really seem to be all that interested in talking about obesity or really doing anything about it until, as with so many other things, it involves our children. A piece published in the Journal of the American Medical Association says states should intervene in extreme childhood obesity cases. The article even goes so far as to recommend that parents lose custody of their children, temporarily at least, in truly life-threatening situations, and argues that state laws that govern abuse and neglect should cover obesity as well. Now, the legal requirement for actually taking a child from a home is imminent danger to life and an available cure. Our next guest disagrees with the whole premise. Art Kaplan is the director of the Center for Bioethics at the University of Pennsylvania. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I'm wondering which part you take issue in this article in the Journal of American Medical Association. It does seem extreme. But do you feel as though life-threatening obesity, when a child has, say, diabetes, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, as some of these kids do, is that not imminent danger to life?
Not technically. So you're going to suffer tremendous consequences if you're morbidly obese as a child. You're going to be at huge risk of diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, heart attack. But they're 10, 20 years out still. The way the law allows the state to exercise power over parents is to say, are you going to die within minutes or within hours? The other problem, just from a legal, ethical point of view, in trying to override a parent and pull a child out of a house is we don't know that moving the child is going to slim them down. So you have to have a cure, so to speak. I need the antibiotic or I need the insulin or the blood transfusion. It may help the child, we don't know, to move them somewhere else. But let's face it, at the end of the day, the child's going back into that same house. If things haven't changed, if the parents are struggling with obesity, if they can't provide nutritious food, then the child's going to be back in the environment that got him fat in the first place.
Well, I mean, there is a cure for obesity. I mean, all they would have to do is put them into a facility where they were monitoring what the kid ate. And yes, you're right, they'd go back into the home. But doesn't this happen all the time with other illnesses? When they suspect malnutrition or there's evidence of malnutrition, they'll take a kid out of a house for malnutrition, for underfeeding
a kid. Well, we know what the cure is for malnutrition. It's feeding. In moving a child to say, okay, let's go to foster parents or let's go off to a camp or an institution, we can control your diet, but I can tell you this list. If you have a child who's 14, 15, 16, says, I'm not playing ball with this. I don't want to do this. I'm going to sneak. I'm going to cheat. I'm going to do what I can to not cooperate. It's really tough with a chronic condition to sort of force that upon somebody. I mean, what you do with foster parents is you walk out the door and go down to the store and start buying your soda.
Well, I mean, let me play you a cut, actually. This is Rocky Taya. He once weighed 540 pounds, and he decided to get gastric bypass surgery as a teenager. This is what he said about what it was like in his household growing up.
So it would always be, finish the plate, finish the plate. The food till today, the fridge is loaded with food. I swear we can feed an army with the amount of food in my house. To get to the broccoli in my fridge till today, you have to bypass Intermin's cake, cookies, ice cream.
All right. Now, Rocky Taya is a success story. He's a former Radio Rookie, which is a program produced by our flagship station, WNYC. And at this point, he had gastric bypass surgery. You can go and find photos of him riding bikes and now as a slimmed down adult. But what he's talking about is education for an entire family. That would have required, as you said, a shift in family habits.
Well, you know, I think if we're going to struggle with obesity, it's kind of fun to talk about when could you take the kid out of the house. But that's a trivial intervention in the war on obesity. What we have to do is send people into the house and messages into the house and education into the house. You got to change that environment. So I think it's great. You just had a news story on that the food manufacturers are under pressure to try and knock off the sugary foods for kids. That's a key social policy thing. You need phys ed back in the schools. Many states like Massachusetts are restricting what schools can do with soda and fatty foods for their lunches. That helps teach parents what they need to know. And I'd be great in health reform if we could send someone into the house and say, look, this is your refrigerator. The broccoli is way in the back. You can make good-to-eat food, and you can buy it even on a low budget, and here's how to do it. If you're really going to take a war on obesity. We have to do it. It's going to not only cause havoc for our health, but it's going to break the budget of this country. I think you need to send people into the home, messages into the home, talking about moving people out to foster care. I have to add one other thing, Celeste. We don't have enough foster care parents right now to deal with kids who are being beaten every day, much less try to handle obesity with foster care.
That's a very good point. We're speaking with Arthur Kaplan, director of the Center for Bioethics at the University of Pennsylvania. We're talking about a proposal that was in the Journal of the American Medical Association that in cases of extreme obesity, perhaps parents should lose custody of their children temporarily. And Arthur, we talked earlier about whether or not obesity was life-threatening. I mean, you're not saying that obesity, especially extreme obesity, is not life-threatening or that it's not serious.
Oh, it's serious, and it's life-threatening, but
I mean, there are kids.
Its toll over time. If you're going to say, you know, that kid is really, really 500 pounds and has super high blood pressure, you're going to take him out and treat the high blood pressure. That's the intervention. It's not going to be a long-term diet, so to speak. You're going to try and get some medicine into him to control their high blood pressure. So, again, you got to change that whole environment where the 500-pound child came from. If you're going to send them back there eventually, they got to have some skills to know how to eat, and you need to be working with the parents. I like the idea of carrots. They're good in the diet, but they're also good in social policy. Give those parents incentives. Give them opportunities to work with their kids. Pulling the kids out, generally speaking, as social policy for obesity, boy, I just think that's not a real strategy.
And it might also make the kids feel like they're being punished. Arthur Kaplan is the director of the Center for Bioethics at the University of Pennsylvania. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Really interested in hearing what your take is on this entire debate. In cases where there's extreme obesity, in other words, developing type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure, do you think the state should be allowed to take a child out of a home? Let us know, 877-8-MY-TAKE.